The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Al puts on spy music. We're like kids. We're fans. We're fans of John Mendez. This chief from the CIA for 25 years, the chief of disguise, and she was so great on the air yesterday. And a good morning. It's Piscopo in the morning. It's 5 minutes after 7 o'clock in New York. New York, Five Bros is here. Big Al is here. And we just love having you here on YouTube and on Facebook, am970theanswer.com, or at Jersey Joe Piscopo on Twitter, JRZY Joe Piscopo. And you can get us live streaming. And John Mendez from the CIA, all those years, it was such a fascinating conversation that I said to Frankie, as soon as I got off the air with Miss Mendez, I said, Frankie, see if she'll come into the studio tomorrow, because I'm enthralled with all of the spy intrigue, the protection of the United States of America, someone who has dedicated her whole life to keeping you and I safe. So she is here live in the studio. And, Jana, great to have you with us. If I can call you Jana.
Oh, yes.
Miss Mendez, please don't kill me. None of you are shaking my hand. Is there a handshake?
I'm trying to be gentle.
You can take me out in a second, can't you?
Great. There are some moves.
do they teach you those moves in the CIA?
Actually, they do. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, they teach you all kinds of personal security. How to take care of yourself on the street.
If I see you and I meet you, you're here with your sister and your friends, and I'm looking, I'm saying, now, all that you have learned, all that you know from the CIA, you keep most of it quiet, right? You can't talk about most of it, correct? You had to protect, even as you write this book that I hold in here, The Moscow Rules, you have to check this book out. But a lot of the things they tell you, you will never talk about this ever again.
Most of them, they don't have to tell you. You know the ones that you cannot talk about. There are some new things in here that we discuss that I didn't think they would let us discuss, like facial masks that we used. We were never, ever able to talk about that. But I threw it in here, and I thought, you know, they can take it out. You know that idea that you give them something to redact so they feel good, and then you're left with the book you wanted to begin with? So I expected them to take that out, and they did not.
They did not redact it. So
they did not. You
had to give the book to the CIA for approval.
Oh, yeah. Everything I write. Interviews, no. Anything written, yeah. Uh-oh. They get a chance to look at it.
Is somebody going to visit us later after our conversation?
You tell me.
Oh, no. That's all I need to know. So what was the – tell us about your husband, Tony Mendez, and how Ben Affleck played him in Argo, the movie, how that happened, what was going on in that era. And because you both were – I think that's fascinating. You know this is a film waiting to happen, and it will very shortly.
It would be very interesting. It's some great scenes in there.
And wait, before we tell you about your husband, I have to ask you, because I'm like a fan. Look at me. It's like, so you go around, the people that you have to report to at the CIA, is it cloak and dagger? Is it a dark room? Is it a parking lot in Washington somewhere? And you don't see their face? And you walk in, and they go, Jana, tell us about the book you're writing. And you have a nickname, you know?
I like your version better than the real version. The real version is pretty boring. When the CIA is looking at your manuscript, it's behind some iron door somewhere. You can telephone, but they don't actually answer. There's a machine. They don't call you back. There's no contact whatsoever. It is a brick wall with no chinks in it. This book, I tried to get them to speed up the review because my husband was really ill with Parkinson's. And I called and left a message, and I said... you know, he may not last that much longer. I'd like him to know that this book has cleared these hurdles. And I actually got a response. And my sense is that they did expedite it, which would make me believe that that PRB, that review board, that there's a beating heart in there somewhere.
Oh.
And they were a little kind on this one.
But when you go to work at the CIA and you're in Virginia, you go when you have to go through security to security to security, and you're locked in. You can't use phones. I mean, you have to be careful on everything, and everything must be monitored in your life.
You can't take a phone in the building.
You can't take a phone in the building.
Even the buildings are constructed with the quarters aren't straight. They have many right angles so that all kinds of emissions can't happen. It can't be. There's green glass on the exterior so that the glass can't be penetrated, I don't know, with lasers, or it's a secure, one of the more secure buildings in
does
the United
any,
States.
Is anybody tell a joke around the water cooler at the CIA?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh.
Hello, Black Dog. How are you? I'm fine.
But, you know, I think they'd love to see you at the water cooler and kind of loosen things up a bit.
I mean, do you have nicknames with each other? I mean, don't look at the guy next to you. I would be like, you don't have this vision. But by the way, and I thank you for your service to the United States. I'm such a patriot.
Thank you.
And I'm in awe because you know what? You were in the CIA when the CIA was the CIA. And I wanted to ask you this, and I want to make sure everybody gets the book, The Moscow Rules. This is sensational. This is a great gal who has dedicated her life to the United States of America. We don't know half of it. And I have a feeling you're not telling us half of it anyway, what you know. The CIA today, the quote-unquote deep state that spends their time taking out political opponents. I mean, you must watch a lot of this. Do you get frustrated when you see what's going on today?
I do because I don't believe it. I don't believe that there is a deep state that has penetrated that agency.
Hmm.
The years that I worked there, the politics never came through the door. And I was briefing a president one day. I was disguising a prime minister in another country the next day. We were all over the place. But it was never political. The people I worked with, I wasn't really even aware of their politics. We didn't talk about politics. We didn't care who was president. It didn't affect our work. Our work was our work. We were collecting foreign intelligence for United States policymakers on the plans and intentions of our enemies. Period.
So, and on to that regard. So, but if and again, just and I'll leave it here. But I like the drama of the deep state. But then you see some bad actors, some rogue actors who actually use intelligence in America to take down political opponents. That didn't it didn't seem to happen in the time that you're talking about when this book. Do you see any of it happening now? I know it's hard for you to say.
I am a board member of the International Spy Museum in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
We just opened a big new facility.
Is that part of the Smithsonian?
No, the Smithsonian probably wishes it was. It's an amazing group of people. And it's full of retirees, of former intelligence people, of researchers, of historians,
yeah.
All of us focused on intelligence. When we have board meetings, when we talk about this and that, current events, what are we going to do? What are we going to do with exhibits? I just don't get any sense that this political genie has been let loose. I don't see it, and I'm not naive.
Yeah,
I'm old enough, you know, that I've been around a long time. I don't see it. I can't guarantee you that there's not something here or there.
Yeah,
I can't guarantee you anything like that. But to my knowledge, I've just never seen it. So I watch the media with a little bit of
skepticism.
Yes, sir. I do.
Yeah. And you don't sit there in the CIA in those hallways, those crooked hallways,
crooked
to keep from all the
Russian
emissions don't come in and the Chinese emissions don't come in. And you don't say, this guy is dangerous to our country. We got to take him out if you see an American politician in that regard.
We're never. That's not what. We're working so hard on the target that we're after and chasing the bad guys, and they are foreign bad guys, and collecting intelligence. That's where the energy goes. That's where the focus of attention is.
This magnificent gal is Gianna Mendez. The name of the book is The Moscow Rules, and you've got to check that out, The Secret CIA Tactics That Helped America Win the Cold War. Could you, without breaking confidences, Gianna, if I could call you Gianna,
please.
Is that all right? Is there a spy name that you would feel more comfortable with? Could you tell us an alias now? Because they meant,
know, most of us that worked overseas, we had a name issued to us for life.
Oh, really?
And for your entire career.
Oh, we should have that on the show. This is
great.
When
you're overseas, your true name never appears on paper. your alias identity is always the one that's on paper.
Even on a passport to get through? Or did you...
No, I'm talking internal documents. You know, cables going back and forth. They don't say Johnna Mendez is arriving on flight,
your
such
nickname.
And such.
Your nickname.
They say my pseudonym, she is arriving. And all the paperwork.
What was the pseudonym? No one's listening. No. Can you tell us?
Well, my first name was Faith.
Faith.
Which was easy because anytime anyone said, you know, keep the faith or I really have faith in you or my head was always swiveling around like,
yeah.
Me?
That's great. That was your
cover. So there's
cover.
No record anywhere of me ever being overseas.
Yeah. John, before we get to the book, 7:15 with Joe Piscopo, Johnna Mendez from the CIA for 25 years, a great gal. This is the book you got to check out, The Moscow Rules. How dangerous, and again, I know you can't, I look at you, and I know you, I can tell you have so much going on in your mind that you can say, but you won't say. How dangerous is it? We don't aware of it. How unaware are we as American citizens about the threat from the outside that you see at the CIA?
I think as situations change around the world, as pressures build, information is made available to the policymakers and to the American people. Take Iran. This is not the first time we've gone around with Iran.
Yeah.
And when Tony went in and rescued that group of people.
Fantastic story.
In the Argo story. He said when he walked into the hallways, the first day he got the cable saying there are six people, they need help. He said the CIA was as close to a wartime footing as he had ever seen it. It was all hands on deck. It was full alert. Nobody knew what to do. When tensions grow that big, everyone responds. And it does come up in the media. It comes up everywhere. Normally, things are handled in a more quiet, in a more diplomatic, in a more cautious way.
Can you tell us how, in the book, it's when Tony got alerted to go in with the Argo story, and we're talking about in Iran, Jimmy Carter was president.
Oh, yeah.
So someone comes to you, and is it a cable? Is it in some kind of...
Oddly, the way that Tony found out was it wasn't an immediate night action, you know, right now, respond, cable. It was a memorandum that came floating in from the State Department, which was across the street from our offices, and it took maybe a couple of weeks to get to us. It said, by the way, there are six Americans that got out a back door, and they are in the care of the Canadians, and we need to start thinking about how to go get them. So it was very odd the way he found out. It didn't ring bells anywhere until it got to Tony's desk. And he was like, oh, my God. So the people that have seen the movie Argo always comment on what a crazy idea he had about his method for getting them out. And the method, of course, was to disguise them as a location scouting crew for a film company. And people said, well, you know, that isn't a normal... It isn't
Brilliant.
Normal at all. But what was left out of the movie but was in the book Argo is the fact that Tony, as chief of disguise at CIA, had established really deep roots into Hollywood, into the people that helped us in disguise.
Is that right?
Special effects, makeup, prostheses, and the magic industry, which is where you learn deception and illusion. And we were really interested in deception and illusion. So he knew lots and lots of people in Hollywood. So when he thought of Hollywood, it was not quite as crazy as it seemed in the movie. And, of course, Hollywood responded just full of
you tell patriots. So the CIA went to Hollywood, and your husband, Tony Mendez, went to Hollywood. And who did you talk to? A studio head? What was the contact?
Wasn't a studio head. I think most of the people that he originally met in Hollywood, he met through a man named John Chambers. John Chambers was the makeup guy that did the Planet of the Apes masks, and we were interested in those masks because we wanted to make some masks ourselves.
And you did.
And we did. We started out with what John Chambers had in his warehouse, which was these old molds of famous movie star faces. Faces that young people today don't know, but you would know.
Yeah.
Rex Harrison.
Yeah.
Stuart Granger.
Yeah. Wow.
These old guys.
Life masks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so you could make them.
Yeah.
They were stunt double masks.
Yeah.
Instead of putting Rex Harrison on the horse, you know, you put some poor guy wearing the mask.
So you had operatives in the field, and this is how you disguise them with the life mask that you learned from playing it on
the field wearing Rex Harrison's face. That's... That's how it
And
began.
When they sang My Fair Lady, I mean, it, that really threw the other side off. I mean, oh my gosh.
You know, they had no idea who Rex Harrison was overseas.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I doubt if Rex Harrison realized that he was becoming an international star. But that's where the mask technology came from. And a lot of the materials that they used in Hollywood, we were interested in those materials. It was on a very hands-on technical level.
And you said you watch Saturday Night Live sometimes, and you saw the disguises that sometimes we used on the show?
Yeah.
The CIA watched Saturday Night Live?
No, I don't think the CIA did, but I did. And I told Joe this yesterday, I was so impressed at the excellence of the work and the fact that that you would walk off the stage and you'd be right back.
Yeah.
And you'd be a completely different person, and, you know, you might be bald the second time. And putting those bald caps on and making it... It's not that easy.
But you used that in the field with the CIA.
We used every tool that we could.
Yeah. My makeup guy was Kevin Haney. I have to give him an Academy Award winner for Driving Miss Daisy. But Kevin Haney was a genius. And we would say, okay, when do you have to do the bald sketch? It'd be like a half hour into the show, 45 minutes into the show. So you'd preset it. And then we had a Piscopo wig, I remember. They would do what your hair looked like over the ball cap so you could just rip it off and do quick change. Were there quick changes in there in the heat of the battle of the CIA sometimes?
Oh, quick change was, in the book we talk about something called Disguise on the Run. It's a way to change as you're walking through a crowd because surveillance, when they're following you, they're not following.
This is such a movie.
They're not following your face. They're following, you know, your look.
Yeah, yeah.
Your demeanor.
Yeah.
So you can change that while you're moving. And the crowd is your cover. And you walk a city block and you can completely. We did a thing on Wired.com that showed that. A short video. It's on YouTube.
Well, check it out. The book is The Moscow Rules by Antonio and Jonna Mendez.
Yes.
You have to check this out with Matt DiBaglio. The Secret CIA Tactics That Helped America Win the Cold War. And you did. And that was a tough, tough time. You have to come back again because what I wanted to get into is the Cold War. You forget how it was and how dangerous it was, and you lived right through it. Thank you for your service to the United States.
If I ever come back, we can talk about, is the Cold War even over? Is it really over?
Oh, boy. Now I got to worry about something else. Now I got to worry. Jonna, thank you. God bless.
Thank you.
Name of the book, The Moscow Rules. You got to check it out. Piscopo in the morning. We're going to go to Brandi Scott. She's looking out for you. 722 on AM 970, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Hey, good morning, guys. Holland Tunnel, the one to steer clear of right now. We've got a serious crash inside the tube. They are working on getting it moved out of there right now. All traffic temporarily stopped on the Jersey side. 50 minutes inbound at the Holland from the Turnpike approach. 1 hour and 15 minutes from the 1 and 9 approach. Lincoln definitely better right now at 45 minutes. George, really your way to go. 20 to 30 upstairs, lower level of Cush about 25 minutes. Heading to the outbound side of the George on the Cross Bronx. You're jammed there, moving between the Bruckner and the Sheridan. Then westbound, you stay slow through to Webster Ave. Southbound, Bruckner not moving much. Approaching the Triborough from Castle Hill Ave, we've got some heavy delays on the Triborough getting across the East River on the Manhattan leg. And you're going to see slowdowns on the northbound Harlem River Drive as you approach 142nd Street. This report is sponsored by Zelle. Zelle is an easy way to send money to friends and family right from your banking app. Not sure what to get someone for their birthday? Send them money with Zelle. Zelle, they can buy whatever they want. Look for Zelle in your banking app or get more info at ZellePay.com. I'm Brandi Scott on AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Napa Auto Parts. Right now at Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care Centers, you can get a $75 prepaid Visa card when you spend $250 on quality Napa brakes. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care Centers. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 5/31/19.
Mike Gallagher doesn't understand the Democrat leadership.
Listen, this is a tactic that the left is using and the Democrats are now employing. Double down. The best defense is a good offense. Rather than be on defense, I guess, Pelosi and company are figuring, let's go at them. The problem is they're doing it at the expense of those who suffered from the Holocaust. What a time.
The Mike Gallagher Show. Weekdays at 10, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
From the Fox Business Network, the Dress Barn women's clothing chain is closing. Parent company Ascena Retail says the stores are open for now, but it'll be winding down operations and closing all 650 locations. The chain has 6,800 employees. Sales declined last year at Dress Barn. Ascena also owns Ann Taylor and Loft, but those stores will remain open. Footwear makers are asking President Trump to remove shoes from proposed tariffs on imports from China. Nearly 200 brands, including Nike, Reebok, and Under Armour, say tariffs will result in customers paying more. Global stocks are higher after the Trump administration decided to allow some companies to continue exporting to Huawei for 90 days. The Dow was down 84 yesterday, the NASDAQ dropped 113, and the S&P was down 19. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Nothing changes your life more than God or love than moving your credit score 120 points. I'm John Hope Bryan, founder of Operation Hope. I want you to go to OperationHope.org and take your life back. Get your dignity back. Join the Hope 700 Credit Score Community Program and take your life back. Go to OperationHope.org today or call us at 404-941-2919 today.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy. .com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at thesmartwaytobuy.com. That's thesmartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
Hello, I'm Alexander Green, Chief Investment Strategist at the Oxford Club. We're one of the oldest financial clubs in the nation with more than 140,000 members, and our audited track record shows we're one of the few groups whose recommendations have outperformed the market for the last 20 years. The reason? Our approach is unique. We ignore the mainstream financial media. We don't listen to politicians, and we really don't care about analyst rating. Those things are a waste of time. There's only one thing you need to know to do very well in the stock market, and that is find great stocks with breakthrough products, record revenue, and very happy shareholders. With that in mind, I've just uncovered my highest rated stock of the year. It's a company that brings in more revenue than IBM, Facebook, and even Google, and they're set to create 50,000 new jobs right here in America. And yet, the stock is available for just $3 a share. Go to onestockretirement.com to learn more about this opportunity. Again, that's onestockretirement.com.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio, 727 right now, telling you about Rawlings. I told you when I was with Charlie, and I was at my little 8-year-old's softball game, girls' softball, I got her the Rawlings glove. The Rawlings glove was pink and brown. Is that sexist that I wanted my daughter to have a pink glove? And I got it, and Rawlings had it, and it's great. All of Rawlings gear is great. And I speak to you, you know, as the humble host of the Rawlings Gold Glove Awards that goes down every November over at the Plaza. And I'm so proud to be there with all the great baseball players. And that iconic red Rawlings patch you see on all 50% of Major League Baseball players wear Rawlings gloves. You got to get them for your kid. Don't forget, they have 130 years of expertise. The number one baseball brand is Rawlings. Today, more than 50% of the pros wear that iconic red Rawlings patch. Rawlings is the official helmet and baseball of countless organizations, including Major League Baseball, Minor League Baseball, the NC2A, and every other youth league. I love the heart of the high gloves. They're broken in when you get them, for crying out loud, right? And the batting helmets, which I got for Charlie, the mock batting helmets. The Rawlings makes the very best baseball gear for those in Little League all the way up to the big leagues. And I know it's not on my talking points here, but if you get a chance, you go to Rawlings.com. You got to check out the leather. Forget about it. It's the best leather. My radio bag that I have with me, that's down there. God forbid there's a nuclear device goes off nearby, I have everything I need in that bag. Hazmat suit, everything. Rawlings makes the best leather. You got to check out Rawlings.com. Again, kids, grandkids, baseball, it's all Rawlings all the time. Please check out Rawlings.com.
Joe Walsh, coming up tonight at 9 on AM 970.
The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Well, far too much substance in the show already. We go from the CIA to John Gans, PhD, former chief speechwriter for the Pentagon, author of The White House Warriors, How the National Security Council Transformed the American Way of War. John, thanks for coming into the show, man.
Thanks so much for having me.
Coming in live. You making your rounds?
Yeah, I'm having a fun time talking about
the book. Are you down there in D.C. as well?
Yeah, so I'm actually heading back to D.C. today. So a book launch with a bunch of folks down in D.C. So it'll be a good party this afternoon. It'll be fun.
Party? That's great.
Yeah.
Describe what you did at the Pentagon.
So I was the chief speechwriter to the Secretary of Defense, which is a fun job. And the Pentagon's, there's no place quite like it. You get to work with some of the best, smartest people in the world, and everybody from, you know, the enlisted to the officers to the civilians just come in and want to do a good job for the country. And so it's a great place to write. It's a collaborative environment. And so we wrote speeches for Secretary Carter and Secretary Hagel that were basically given all around the world. So we travel a lot, write a lot, don't sleep a lot, but get to serve our country.
Tell us, who were you with most of the, who were the defense secretaries?
So
when you were there?
I started with Chuck Hagel, and then I continued in with Ash Carter, who was Obama's last Secretary of Defense.
Yeah.
So, and I stayed there till 2017, so just as the Trump administration was coming in.
Yeah, wow. And around 9/11, were you around that time?
No, I wasn't. I actually lived in New York, though. And
you were up here.
Yeah, so I lived in New York. So I was working at in a communications firm and just out of college, and I actually donated and took a leave to go work for FEMA at Ground Zero. So I was one of the press people at Ground Zero.
Wait, so walk me through that, you know, because we're a block away, man.
Oh, I know. I just
were you here? Was your office down here? Were you in Midtown?
I was in Midtown. So but I had a clear view. So I saw a lot of it. And then a few days after obviously 9/11. The Federal Emergency Management Agency was looking for help, and one of the things they needed, because there was so much interest, obviously, in what was going on, was press people. So they seconded me. They brought me on as sort of a volunteer, really. And I worked for 6 weeks out of a van down here, shooting all the footage, going in, interviewing folks, doing press releases and press conferences right down here. So we spent 6 weeks down here. So it was obviously, you know, a terrible moment, but also a fascinating moment in New York history, and got to spend a lot of time working.
How about the recovery down here when you walk down here now?
It's a staggering thing. Yeah, it's a staggering thing.
Beautiful,
I mean, you know, people get depressed and down about the United States sometime, about how it can't do big things.
Thank you.
One of the great cities in America, and it is a staggering feat. And we did it without total disruption, and
that's
it's
right.
A beautiful, solid, wonderful thing.
God bless
you. So I think it's an amazing thing to see.
Well, God bless you for saying that. It's right on the money. So we were talking to John Mendez. Is there a deep state down there in Washington? What do you think? Are people consumed with, oh my gosh, President Trump is the president. Oh my gosh, it's going to be the United States is now a reality show. We've got to take him out.
You know, I think there is. I always say there's not a deep state. There's not enough organization in Washington to be this formal, organized deep state with meetings and secret messages and things along those lines.
Oh, come on.
You know, as much as we'd like to, there is a bureaucracy, though, right? And I think for Donald Trump, who came in without a lot of governing experience, a bureaucracy can feel like an organized force because it doesn't always want to do what the president wants to do. I saw it at the Pentagon, even with President Obama. Like, there are moments where there's disagreements, and the bureaucracy is there saying, well, if I just slow this decision down, if I make his life a little bit more difficult. So there's definitely a bureaucracy, and that could feel like a deep state. But I think, as I talk about in the book, the problem with the deep state is not that there is one, because there is one. It's that Americans believe there is one. And that sort of undermines representation.
Well, I don't know. Stay with me on that. Do we have the book, by the way? I could show it. We'll put it on the video. It's the White House Warriors. White House Warriors. This is great. Yeah, that's brilliant what you just said. Mm-hmm. It's not so much a deep state as it is bureaucracy.
Yeah.
But people believe. But it's not really a deep state. It's like, isn't it like three or four? And I said to John Mendez, three or four rogue bad actors that maybe indeed want to take down the president?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I have no idea. You know,
Tell me something salacious.
Something salacious, exactly. I mean, what I sort of demonstrate is that, you know, everybody in Washington has an opinion, right? And some of them are against Donald Trump, and some of them are for their own policy interests. Like, we're seeing this to a degree with Iran, right? We just had an election, and I think all the polling suggests that Americans don't want another war in Iran, in the Middle East, right? And I think even Donald Trump has made it clear he doesn't really want a war with Iran. You have John Bolton in there with a tremendous amount of power, and he is able to basically push the president both with the interpretation of what we're seeing in the world and the ideas that he's suggesting. And so I think what you see is that occasionally it feels as though what the American people want isn't what they get out of Washington. And I think that's certainly true with what Donald Trump wants isn't what he gets out of Washington.
Yeah.
And so what you have is a very powerful group of people, which I sort of profile. And one of them can do a lot of damage. I went through national security staffers from Truman to Trump. And you see staffers from time to time, whether it's in Vietnam, Iran-Contra,
yeah.
you know, the surge, Afghanistan, who have taken on too much authority and too much power. And they've pushed the White House and pushed the country in the wrong direction.
That can happen
for
out
sure.
of the Pentagon.
Yeah, for just one person can have a tremendous amount of impact.
Tell me, and I try to be respectful to all the presidents, you know,
sure.
and certainly to everybody who served the country. W,
mm-hmm.
and the Iraq War.
Yeah.
Tell us about that. I mean, the handling of that. I mean, what did he do well? What did he do poorly?
Yeah, I mean, I think the one thing you sort of see, and I treat all the presidents pretty fairly in the book. I think it's a hard job, and I think that it's not an easy thing to do to make these giant decisions. But what I think with President Trump, President Bush, is that he basically took too little authority and pushed too little on the bureaucracy and in the military to ask hard questions, right? Whether it was about the military plans, about the intelligence, things along those lines.
Mm.
He heard what he wanted to hear, didn't push on them. And then what he did on the back end was is that he pushed too hard on the surge, right? He pushed and said, this is what I want to do. And it was a courageous decision. But a lot of the military disagreed with it because they said, you're taking your eye off Afghanistan. You're overstretching the military.
Mm.
And I think we're still in Afghanistan today, and I don't think the surge necessarily brought us long-time peace in Iraq. And so what you see is he was probably, you know, in the Goldilocks game, a little too soft and then a little too hard,
yeah.
And didn't exactly get it right. But unfortunately, he presided over two huge wars that cost us
yeah.
trillions of dollars and too many lives and sort of misled in those.
The book, John Gantz, author of the book White House Warriors, he's a chief speechwriter for the Pentagon, author of The White House Warriors. You talked to Dick Cheney, man?
Yeah, I did. I talked to 12 national security advisors, a bunch of other
Dick Cheney took the interview. And it,
yeah, no, I mean, Dick Cheney is hard to interrupt. That's what I like to say. You know?
That's great.
So every
That's
time I tried to interrupt, you know, and so he talked to me forever. And so, I mean, what you see in the book is that there are dozens of people who've been serving forever, right?
Yeah.
So Dick Cheney pops up in like three or four chapters because he was chief of staff to Gerald Ford, right? He was then Secretary of Defense during the Gulf War. He was vice president, right? And he has helped shape both the presidency and American foreign policy for almost 50 years. It's a staggering feat. And there's many other like that. But he had opinions about everything and was very opinionated about the decision on the surge and how it was the right decision, even if his hands weren't as deeply in it as they were in the early decisions on Iraq, because he had sort of gotten pushed aside a little bit. He definitely sort of appreciated that the staff was there pushing for it.
And they always say, and I have to say this because people are listening and they're going to say, Joe didn't ask the question. Did China, was that a war, an oil war that Cheney started, that he was in control, that W was just the puppet? I mean, did you get any sense of that?
I mean, I didn't get a sense that there was anything. The sort of rumors and the sort of phenomenal sort of approach to it probably isn't true. There's some truth, I think, to both his overbearing sense, and especially in the first term when you saw these wars started. But like we were just talking about with 9/11, you know, I don't think we went to war because of oil. I think we went to war because the country was fed up and scared and wanted to see change in the Middle East.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I don't think anybody was thinking about oil on September 12th, and I don't think they were thinking about oil with Iraq.
Well, you interviewed 12 national security advisors for this book. How close are we, before we let you go, John Gantz, to war with Iran, do you think?
I think that we aren't as close to war with Iran as we are probably close to John Bolton, the national security advisor, no longer having a job. I sort of see
it. I'm the only guy. I love John Bolton. When
sure.
he comes on the radio, he's such a great guest. You know, he talks in sound bites, in great sound bites,
sure.
and he's very, very smart.
For sure.
Is he? But I mean, oh, he's a hawk. I mean, so you're telling me that.
Yeah, but I think he's one. I think he's very smart, very good, a considerable public servant and bureaucrat who knows how to get things
curious
done.
Mustache.
For sure. You know, and a great mustache if you're into that sort of thing. The challenge with him is that right now he seems out of step with the president, and that's not where you're going to last as national security advisor for very long. And if I think my sense of it is that if Trump thinks you're trying to be an opportunist, which I think John Bolton is his entire career, is
You think so?
I think he's going to get frustrated with somebody trying to push him in a direction he doesn't want
to
go.
Well, and we welcome John Bolton to the show, just to be clear. This is a great book. It's called White House Warriors, How the National Security Council Transformed the America Way of War. John, you're very kind. Yeah, PhD, by the way. He's a smart guy right here. Where are you from originally?
I'm actually from Jersey.
See, that's
from South Jersey. I was born in Philly, but down at the shore, Brigantine, New Jersey.
Yeah, you're from Brigantine? That's gorgeous down there.
I know.
You live down in D.C. now?
So, no, we actually just moved up to Philly. I live in Haddonfield. So I moved back to Jersey.
Haddonfield's beautiful, man.
I know. So we're great. We're raising two sons in Haddonfield, me and my wife. And my wife works at the Children's Hospital in Philly, and I work at Penn.
Which is good. CHOP is great. Oh, my gosh.
And I get to go down to the shore every now and again.
There's a Jersey boy.
This weekend,
John Gantz. The name of the book is White House Warriors. Thank you for coming in, John. Fascinating conversation,
Thank
man.
You, appreciate
really
it.
Appreciate it. Piscopo in the morning. Listen, we're going to go to Big Al right now. Big Al Gattula with that mohawk. Look at that Jersey boy. Purple hair. John's looking at
Originally
him.
From Staten.
Did anybody in the Pentagon ever look like this guy? No, more than the CIA. Right, the CIA, I think.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, it's more like that. Big Al's
investigating a punk band.
he's got the news. He's Big Al at AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
59 degrees at 7:40. I'm Al Gattula with local news first. Here's what's going on. State lawmakers in New Jersey moving the state's medical marijuana program forward. The assembly voted yesterday to advance legislation that would revise the requirements necessary to authorize and access medical cannabis while providing legal protections to both patients and caregivers. A bill covering the same ground was also introduced in the state Senate and was referred to the Senate Health, Human Services, and Senior Citizens Committee. Governor Murphy did not publicly comment on yesterday's legislative developments. David and Josh Sackler are reportedly leaving New York City amid a backlash over their company's controversial drug, OxyContin. The drug has been at the center of the opioid crisis, and the Sackler's company, Purdue Pharma, has been criticized for promoting the highly addictive drug that's blamed for thousands of fatal overdoses. The New York Post says the couple is selling their Manhattan apartment and relocating to Palm Beach, Florida. The Metropolitan Museum of Art recently announced it will no longer accept donations from the Sackler family. In sports, Gary Sanchez broke a 7-all tie with a 3-run homer in the ninth inning. Yankees rallied past the Orioles 10-7. Mets jumped out to a 4-0 lead in the third inning, held on for a 5-3 win over the Nationals. And Mets outfielder Yoenis Cespedes has multiple fractures in his right ankle. It happened in a fall at his ranch in Florida over the weekend. Cespedes was already on the injured list, recovering from surgery last year on both heels. Sports is brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Brandy Scott's got the answer.
Good morning, guys. Well, the Holland Tunnel, it's back open on the inbound side. That accident cleared out of the tube, but the damage is done. You've got an hour wait from the turnpike approach. It'll cost you about an hour and 20 minutes from 1 and 9. Inbound Lincoln getting a lot of that spillover volume, 45 to 50 minutes there from the turnpike. Definitely your best bet is the George right now. 20 to 30 on the upper level. Lower level will cost you about 30 minutes. Cross Bronx crawling westbound, making your way toward 3rd Ave. We've got a crash in the left lane. You are not moving much from the Bruckner. Henry Hudson, that is a slow go. We've got that long-term construction out there southbound. You're hitting the brakes between McLean Ave into the tolls. Traveling in New Jersey, Garden State Parkway, we've got a crash right by exit 165 in Paramus. That's got you heavy from Route 17. Much cooler than yesterday this afternoon. Less humid, too. A mix of sun and clouds close to 70 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy skies and much more comfortable. Temperatures dip in the mid-50s. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandy Scott on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, it's a Joe on the radio, 7:42. Oh, all the government stuff. You know, I'm such a geek. I love it all. This morning, going to CIA, going to the Pentagon. Hey, can I tell you about, you want some laughs, you got to get John Bramnick's book, Why People Don't Like You. This is hysterical. Interpersonal skills are very important. Treating people with respect is key to success in life. Well, John Bramnick is New Jersey's funniest lawyer. You know that. Great stand-up, and he's a dear friend. And, yes, he's the majority leader down there on the Republican side in the assembly in the great state of New Jersey. But he's bipartisan. He's a nice guy. He's funny. So he wrote this book called Why People Don't Like You. And it's very, very funny. It's a hilarious. There's my Jersey accent. Not hilarious. Hilarious rule book with illustrations by Pat Brentano that'll make you laugh as you turn each page. It's a coffee table book that you got to have, and it's a great read. You can get it on Amazon. Just type in Bramnick book. That's Bramnick book. The funniest thing, Frankie, was the funniest thing that John wrote was, I always tell you about this, in the locker room when he talks to somebody. And they don't put the towel on when they're in the locker room. And so he has some of the etiquette that you may want to do. And that if you're a guy, please, and you're in a – read the Bramnick book, please, Why People Don't Like You. And put a towel on when you talk to somebody in the locker room. I'm just saying. That's one of the rules on the book. You can check out johnbramnick.com, Bramnick.com. Or, again, go to Amazon and type in Bramnick book, Bramnick book.
Flag to savings every week at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your local Modell Sporting Goods store and look for the flags with Mitchell's face to find deals in all departments in the store for 7 days only. These unbelievable deals begin every Wednesday, and you'll find select items at our lowest prices ever. Visit our stores this Wednesday and every Wednesday for new Mo deals. Remember, follow the flag with Mitchell's face to save today and every day. If you want to save big, you gotta go to Mo's.
Savings for MVP members only.
Join WMCA and keynote speaker Dr. Tony Evans on May 24th for the Pastor's Appreciation Breakfast and Ministry Expo at Anton's in Queens Village. Pastors can order their free tickets at am570themission.com. Listeners can purchase their tickets there as well. The Pastor's Appreciation Breakfast, sponsored by the law firm of Capel Barnett, Matlon & Schoenfeld.
Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio telling you about Balance of Nature, fruits and vegetables in capsule form. That's what I love about it. You know, I'm all in with Balance of Nature, love Balance of Nature. If fruits and vegetables are antioxidants. How many times am I going to tell you this? And we all carry fruits and vegetables in capsule form in our little plastic bag. I have them in my pocket because I'm going to take my second dose of fruits coming up. Dr. Douglas Howard says Balance of Nature is changing America one life at a time. Frankie's been telling me about it for years. And finally, I said, let me go on the Balance of Nature journey. Sat down with the Howards, had the most riveting dinner with the Howards. Then we went out again to a great lunch. And, you know, me being the hypochondriac I am, Dr. Howard told us what works for you, what doesn't work for you, what you think works for you. Balance of Nature folks know what's going on and how they can help you have more energy, make you feel better. And if you got a cold, you got an allergies, they know how to take care of that. All you got to do is call 800-2468-751. And you could, you know what, get a health coach that will walk you through everything that's bothering you. And I believe, and this is not a clinical study, I believe you can solve all those problems that you have, you know, scratchy throat, whatever you're feeling, with Balance of Nature. It works for me. I'm telling you, that's my clinical study. And I think if it's good enough for me, it's going to be good enough for you. Now, through Memorial Day weekend, you can receive a $20 discount and free shipping on any first preferred order of Balance of Nature. You got to use the discount code The Answer, please. Again, the special radio offer will only be available through May 27th. Here is the number, 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com. Please use the discount code The Answer. Good health. It's only a phone call away.
Eric Metaxas, a show about everything. Coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Jersey Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us. Balance of Nature phone lines, 877-970-2999. I'm holding in my hand. This is the book. I didn't have it in my hand. It's John Gann's White House Warriors. Great book. What interesting hour. Thanks for letting us do this. Jonna Mendez from the Moscow Rules, her book. And I am fascinated by all of that. Everything that's government, what's going on and how it works down there in Washington. And I keep pushing. Is there a deep state? Is there? And apparently, I don't know that there's a deep state. And for the true public servants that are working in national security, I don't know that there's a deep state. But I think there's some rogue actors. And the deep state, what we talk about, it's more a bureaucracy, as John Gantz so astutely put. But it's more like three or four bad actors that are trying to take down. Certainly this president is what I'm feeling. And you call me, correct me if I'm wrong, 877-970-2999. Let's go to our Balance of Nature phones right now. There's Neil from Staten Island. Good morning, Neil. What's on your mind this morning?
Good morning, Joe. My state senator, Andrew Lonja, nominated, and my friend John Diane is being inducted today into the New York State Veterans Hall of Fame for his service and bravery during the Korean War. I never even knew about this Hall of Fame in Albany, and I'm sure everybody, including Staten Islanders, are proud to have him inducted along with all the other brave men and women that are being inducted.
Good. And where is that? That's today? That's this morning?
It's going to be today in Albany, yes.
Oh, very good. Okay, thank you, Neil. We appreciate it. We always like getting the word out for those who do good public service like that. 877-970-2999. Mike Gallagher is going to join us, and Kevin McCullough is going to jump in. They did that big rally, that Stop Ilhan Omar rally, which I heard Frankie Five Boroughs turned out to be. There was a big turnout.
They, apparently, they got a big crowd. I heard it was upwards of thousands of people that attended.
Yeah, now, the other rallies today, pro-choice rallies to be held today all across the United States. Pro-choice rallies will be held at noon local time. Advocates will gather at various locations across the nation. You know, can we talk about the abortion thing for a second? Will you help me out here? Because it's a no-win situation. Like I said to Frankie, hey, we should talk about Alabama. We should talk about Georgia. We should talk about the abortion. And Frankie said, you know, it's a no-win situation because people are so adamant on each side, pro-choice, pro-life. I'm a pro-life Catholic, Italian Catholic. I mean, no apologies for it. But what I don't understand, but I understand that the government should not get involved in a woman's life. What right does the government have to tell a woman what to do? But when they started killing babies after they were born, and that went through in New York. How did they do it in New York? Babies born. And then in Virginia. What happened with that? With the governor of Virginia. Remember that? The governor of Virginia goes, well, once the baby's born, you can decide what to do with the baby. Oh! So when you get that severe, and the progressive left, I think, gets so crazy that you're going to kill newborn babies, and you will decide on life or death for a baby after they're being born. Infanticide. Then you will inflame the pro-lifers to the point where they will make strict, very strict abortion laws. That's exactly what this is, because it just kind of they're trying to balance it out. You can't to make an abortion law as severe as even in rape or incest. You know, you still should not be allowed to be an abortion. But they're being strict like that just to take it to the Supreme Court. And that I don't know that they're going to win in the Supreme Court being that severe. But the fact of the matter is, it's an answer to infanticide. That's what's happening. Everybody's just got to calm down. And I think, objectively, even the pro-choicers are going to say, you don't kill a baby when it's late term or when it's certainly born. 877-970-2999. 751. Brandy Scott doing a great job in for Debbie Duhaime right here on AM 970. The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Good morning, guys. We've got some solid delays on the Cross Bronx. You are jammed westbound approaching 3rd Ave. We've got an accident just beyond that out in the left lane. It's going to be a long wait making your way there. You're bumper to bumper from the Bruckner. Southbound Bronx River Parkway, solid. You're crawling between the Cross Bronx and the Bruckner. Southbound Bruckner-Deegan combo, that's very slow approaching the Triborough Bridge. Getting across the East River there, it's heavy on the Manhattan leg. You're jammed across the span. BQE, that's packed approaching the LIE. Stop and go from Roosevelt Ave. We've got an accident on the northbound side of the Van Wyck. One lane down by Liberty Ave. Over in New Jersey, 208 eastbound. The left lane is blocked in Newark with a collision by exit 13. And at your Hudson River crossing, still over an hour inbound at the Holland from all approaches. We had an earlier crash inside the tube. That had you closed there for a little while. Inbound Lincoln, 45 to 50. Inbound George, about 30 minutes on both decks. Better from 4 and 46. And New Jersey Transit, 3 trains canceled so far into Penn Station. I'm Brandy Scott on AM 970, The Answer.
Larry Elder explains the two faces of the Democratic Party.
Let me tell you something. Nancy Pelosi does not hate President Trump.
Joe Biden does not hate President Trump.
They say they do. They act like they do. You can simultaneously call the Republican Party racist and then call one of its leaders a decent guy. It doesn't make any sense unless it's BS when you're calling them racist. And that's the answer is.
The Larry Elder Show. Weeknights at 7, right before Joe Walsh at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
We all have those home projects we'd like to get to before summertime, but there's always something that manages to get in the way. For a lot of people, they worry about overpaying for their home projects. And how can you be sure you're getting a fair price? That's where HomeAdvisor can help. HomeAdvisor's True Cost Guide shows what others paid for similar projects, so you know you're getting a fair price. Home Advisor can even help you find the right pro for your job. Whether it's that leaky faucet or a major remodel, just tell them what you need and they'll match you with top-rated pros who can do the job and are available to do the work. You can read customer reviews, request quotes, book appointments, and it's free to use. Home Advisor makes it easy, so don't wait. Get those projects done before the busy season hits so you can relax this summer. To find the right pro at a fair price, just ask Home Advisor. Go to homeadvisor.com. That's homeadvisor.com or download the free app today. Homeadvisor.com.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents. When generic insurance takes hold, one handsome man and one flightless bird are teaming up to save the world. Money. Their message? Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need. Their mission? Savings. Their relationship? Best friends. Say hello to Liberty Mutual's new spokes team. And Doug.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Imagine your increase in sales with your website at the top of search engines, getting first crack at millions of potential customers. We know how to make that happen. We're Salem Surround, digital marketing experts who offer a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness with ideas to dramatically grow your profits. Salem Surround, total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more by logging on to surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com, connecting you with new customers.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 7:54 on AM 970, The Answer. I'm going to give you the 8 o'clock. You got 5 minutes. You got your 5 minutes. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. I'm like I'm from Brooklyn. Hey, let's go to Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, and talk about Route 22 Toyota. You got 5 minutes. First five callers, next 5 minutes, you get a free multi-point inspection, free oil change, and a free filter from Route 22 Toyota. If you're one of the first five callers in the next 5 minutes, 7:55 right now, we'll give you to 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock, 855-621-9949. All European models are excluded. And you got to check out the new that state-of-the-art service center right there on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey is spectacular. And Iggy, you know, the boss there at the Route 22 Toyota, loves. He's so excited about it. And then I meet Alex Kinsella, and I tell you about the 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers. They're so excited to give you that opportunity. 0% APR financing. Now, all European models are excluded in this offer that I'm telling you now till 8 o'clock. First five callers, next 5 minutes. You get a free multi-point inspection, free oil change, and a free filter if you call 855-621-9949. It'll get you over there while you're getting your free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter. You'll check out the largest indoor automobile showroom in the great state of New Jersey at Route 22 Toyota. 855, it's 855-621-9949. First five callers, next 5 minutes, free multi-point inspection, free oil change, and free filter from Route 22 Toyota. Right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route 22 Toyota.com.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Jersey Joe on the radio, 7:56. Max Vito in for Joe Lumberg. Max, how we doing weather-wise today?
It's looking pretty nice. It's pretty nice right now. Temperatures in the upper 50s. There's some sunshine mixing with clouds. Today will be breezy, cooler, and less humid with a high of just 72 and plenty of sunshine this afternoon. It's looking like a pretty nice day. Winds will subside this evening, leading to a calmer and comfortably cooled night. A low of 55 in the city, but closer to 50 in most of the surrounding suburbs. Tomorrow, nice once again, mostly sunny. A high of 75 will be in the mid-70s once again on Thursday with a mix of sun and clouds. There could be a shower or a thunder shower in some Jersey and Hudson Valley suburbs on Thursday, but it looks like the precipitation is going to hold off till Thursday night, early Friday morning in the city.
All right, well done, Max Vito. Thank you so much. 7:57 with Joe on the radio. I know we got 2 seconds. Balance of Nature phone lines. Chris from Long Island. Chris, we got a couple seconds. I wanted to get you on the air. How you doing this morning?
Yes. Joe, I'm great. How are you, sir?
Good, Chris. Go ahead. What are you thinking, pal?
Yes. Yeah, I wanted to make a comment about fishing issues.
Yeah, sure. We got a couple seconds. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, like you, I'm a staunch pro-life Catholic, all right?
Mm-hmm.
But extremely pro-life. Like, I voted for this president because he was pro-life. Nobody's going to be perfect. We're not going to vote in a moral leader. But the pro-life thing, I think, is the most important political moral issue that this country is facing. And here's why. After conception, it's hands off to me. It's not about the woman's body anymore. It's a whole new individual person.
Yeah.
And that's because, it's just because it's a whole new life.
Yeah,
so
I understand.
We don't know it because we can't hear it or scream or see it moving,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
I just wanted to make this one quick comment.
All right. You know what, Chris? Let me go. You know what? You want a hold, we can bring you back. But thank you. I understand what you're saying. Fact of the matter is, sometimes I don't know that guys have the right to talk about it. You know what? Let me know what you're thinking. 877-970-2999. But I hear what you're saying, Chris, and appreciate what you're saying. A couple of minutes away from 8 o'clock, Mike Gallagher's coming up. Don't go away.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.